hauling 30 or even 60 exercise books to and from home for marking and keeping up to date wasn't really an option if you cycled or run to work. So it was always a challenge to find innovative ways of keeping up to date with your marking load if you run or cycle. So if it's noted had been around when I was teaching, I'd have been excited. Springnote offers a way for students to create notebooks, online notebooks. And these notebooks can be visible to any people. You can choose the degree of privacy that you want. And the idea is simply that you gather ideas together in a single place. You can have different notebooks for different tasks in exactly the same way that students have different exercise books. You can sign up using an OpenID account or just create an account with Springnote. And in the free version, you get up to 2 GB of storage for free. Notebooks can contain the different thing. You can include text. You can include imagery, obviously, elsewhere on the web or uploaded. You can format the text in all the different ways that you would in a standard word processed document. You can include links, video, even other files. So you can bring together lots of different resources into a single notebook. You can also do all the kinds of things that a teacher might want to do. So you can highlight the text, you can comment on it, and so can other people too, making it an ideal way, perhaps, of undertaking group work, because your notebooks can either be private to yourself or public. So gathering together lots of resources in a single place and being able to interact with those resources, for other people to be able to interact with those resources, is perhaps a very similar function to exercise books, except that of course it's online, so it doesn't need moving from place to place. So if you were doing work on a particular topic as a student, and you were finding resources out on the web, you can bring them all into a single place. You can adjust them and match them up in whatever way you feel is appropriate to best tell the story, either for your revision or for your group's work, for a project that you might be working on together. And then it could be used for peer reviewing, perhaps. So it's an easy way to be able to share around a piece of work done by a student, rather than having to photocopy and then distribute loads of different copies to all the different people in the class. So I think something like Springnote offers a lot of options for that kind of task.